Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 5, 1806. A horse for Eyewater. Captain Clark treated the Indians for sore eyes and gave medicine for rheumatism on the trip west in 1805, and apparently word of his abilities as a physician spread among the Indians. He became famous and much in demand for treatment as the Corps passed through Indian country, particularly among the Snake and Nez Perce Indians. Captain Lewis writes about Clark's abilities and the decision to trade Clark's treatments for food and trade goods.
Collected our horses and set out at 7 a.m. At 4.5 miles, we arrived at the entrance of the Kooskooskee, up the northeastern side of which we continued our march 12 miles, to a large lodge of 10 families, having passed 2 other large mat lodges. The one at 5 and the other at 8 miles from the mouth of the Kooskooskee, but not being able to obtain any provisions at either of these lodges, continued our march to the third, where we arrived at 1 p.m., and with much difficulty obtained 2 dogs and a small quantity of root bread and dried roots. At the second lodge, we passed an Indian man who gave Captain Clark a very elegant gray mare, for which he requested a vial of eye water, which was accordingly given him. While we were encamped last fall at the entrance of the Chopunish River, Captain Clark, with much ceremony, washed and rubbed and gave an Indian man some volatile liniment to rub his knee and thigh for pain, of which he complained, and was well, but had not walked for months. The fellow soon after recovered and never ceases to extol the virtues of our medicines and the skill of my friend Captain Clark as a physician. This occurrence added to the benefit which many of them experienced from the eye water we gave them about the same time has given them an exalted opinion of our medicine. My friend Captain Clark is their favorite physician and has already received many applications. In our present situation, I think it pardonable to continue this deception, for they will not give us any provision without compensation in merchandise, and our stock is now reduced to a mere handful. While at dinner, an Indian fellow very impertinently threw a poor, half-starved puppy nearly into my plate, by way of derision for our eating dogs, and laughed very heartily at his own impertinence. I was so provoked at his insolence that I caught the puppy and threw it with great violence at him and struck him in the breast and face, seized my tomahawk, and showed him signs if he repeat this insolence, I would tomahawk him. The fellow withdrew apparently much mortified, and I continued my repast on dog without further molestation. We encamped on the lower side of this creek, at a little distance from 2 lodges, having traveled 20.5 miles today. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 5, 1806.
The Kooskooskee River is today known as the Clearwater, and joins the Snake at present-day Lewiston in Nez Perce County, Idaho, just east of the Washington state line. Clark's journal entry today describes more of his abilities as a physician, such as treating an abscess by lancing it, and applying a mixture of sulfur and cream of tartar. Monday, meeting the Twisted Hare.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.